Hi, everyone. Welcome to Domain Sherpin. Thank you for tuning in to the podcast with the best domain name and digital asset content in the world. Today's episode is a Domain Sherpin review titled Infinite Wisdom featuring Drew, Amar, and Miller. On today's show, we play the domain game featuring Christina.com with no H, Wafer.ai, Pixor.com, and MickCredit.com. Then we've got the NameJet and a Jet segment sponsored by NameJet, and we talk about some domains coming up for auction, including Follicle.com, Bioclinic.com, WhiteCard.com, and Custody.net. And then we talk about Amar's record-breaking sale of Wisdom.ai and how understanding the competitive landscape, especially the availability of competitive options in the market, can impact pricing. They also talk about the importance of timing and patience in domain deals. All that and more is coming up on today's show. And remember, if you're listening to the audio version of this podcast, you can also watch the video version at DomainSherpa.com and on our YouTube channel at DS.TV. You can also listen to the shows on Apple and Spotify and other podcast platforms as well. So please make sure to hit the like button and the subscribe button everywhere that you can and help Domain Sherpa grow the pie. We also integrate our shows with Muse.ai, which provides search functionality for the shows and transcripts as well. And huge shout out to Unstoppable Domains, the only ICANN accredited registrar that lets you trade DNS domains on chain and access crypto investors. With 3% commissions, at cost renewals, and hundreds of resellers soon to be integrated, they're a cutting edge marketplace you need to know about and use to get more sales and keep your costs down. Unstoppable can save you thousands in registration and renewal costs. They have $5.com Fridays and $5 off all transfers in, no promo code required. And also, big shout out to Escrow.com. Here at Media Options, we've relied on Escrow.com for years. They've handled some of our biggest deals, including 7- and 8-figure transactions. We use their specialized domain services because they understand domains. As the largest online licensed and audited escrow operator, Escrow.com is fast, secure, and accountable with workflows built specifically for domains. Whether you're buying your first domain or closing million-dollar deals, they protect buyers and sellers around the world from fraud while ensuring smooth transfers. Escrow.com, domain deals done right. And also, big shout out to DNX.com. DNX is your go-to intelligence platform featuring all-in-one search results from the top marketplaces, including GoDaddy, Cedo, and Atom. DNX is the most advanced way to find and acquire your domain, so go to DNX.com and get your domain. And big shout out to our own business, Media Options, the number one domain brokerage in the world. Find out more at MediaOptions.com, where you can also sign up for our newsletter for the best domain opportunities available in the market every week, and also featuring key insights and other helpful information related to branding, naming, and domain investing. And finally, we've got some upcoming domain conferences to mention. We've got NamesCon Global coming up very soon, November 5th and 6th in Miami. Go to NamesCon.com for more information and to register. Use coupon code DS20 to get 20% off the ticket price. And we also have the ICA annual member meeting, which is coming up January 15th to the 17th at Park MGM in Las Vegas. As you know, I'm on the ICA board. We're very, very excited what we've got in store for that meeting. So go to ICA.Vegas for more information and to register. Now, with all that, it's time to get into this episode of Domain Sherpa, where all roads lead to domains. What's up, Sherpa Network? Thank you for tuning in today. My name is Jonathan Tenenbaum, a.k.a. JT, a.k.a. J-On, a.k.a. Sherpa Winfrey, and I'm the host and producer of Domain Sherpa, where all roads lead to domains. Today's show is a Domain Sherpa review. We get into the minds of successful domain investors using real examples so we can learn strategies and tactics to become more successful domain name investors ourselves. These are the experts, the OGs, the best in the biz, my personal friends, and we're here live. And direct, well, we're live right in this moment. We won't be live when you are listening and watching, but it'll be pretty close. Let me tell you what to expect in this upcoming show. We've got four segments to a Domain Sherpa review. We've got the grand opening. That's where I intro the Sherpas. We see what's going on with them. We talk about some related things, some unrelated things, some AKAs and whatnot. And then we get into the domain game. That's where we hear about what the Sherpas recently bought or sold. Everybody guesses somehow, some way, someday. We get swag to the winners. I will be bringing a big old box of Sherpa Island hoodies to NamesCon. So I got you guys. I got both of y'all. I got actually all three of y'all, really. So I got, so I'll have those. If anybody who's won the domain game, you get yours. Any Sherpa Island participants.
Drew cuts in and says, well, I pay for all this shit and I still don't have one. And he bitches about all that.
No, we're going to skip that part today.
No, we're trying to keep this show to an hour. So that's going to be the, we'll see. We'll see if we can do it. But it's really funny. It is like that. Occasionally when we get to conferences and I talk to guys and stuff to watch the show and you know, they'll go in and like literally can almost recite the intro like it's a song, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you know, because they're like, you know, and it's the same thing all the time. But that's what it is, familiarity, you know what I'm saying? So, and then we got Namejet and a Jet, which is sponsored by Namejet. We review a list of domains coming up for auction, see what the Sherpas like, but they don't like. Last but not least, we hit them with the grand closing where we discuss anything we haven't covered already, what's going on in the market, main space, trends, current events, allowing our guests to mention and promote anything they want to talk about that we've not already discussed, or maybe that we have already discussed. You know what I'm saying? Like, we might just hit you with it twice. Anyway, with that, let's go ahead and introduce the Sherpas. Over to my right, got my boy Andrew Rosner, a.k.a. Morpheus, a.k.a. the Dirk Diggler of Digital Assets, a.k.a. Bob Lee Swagger, the Sniper, a.k.a. Drew. Drew got what I need, a.k.a. every Rosner has its thorn. Never going to give Drew up, Greybeard, the Domain Pirate. What's up, man?
All good. Day 21 of detox. I am feeling great. I have an insane amount of energy that I haven't had in, like, I'm not even kidding. Like, it's crazy. I haven't felt like that in 15 years. So I have to say, like, really shout out, public service announcement. I would encourage everybody to give it a try. Just, like, kill the alcohol, kill the tobacco, kill the weed. Kill whatever it is. It is your
your daily thing.
Yeah, whatever
your vice.
Whatever your vice is.
Just like give it a break. I mean, look, I've been an advocate for a long time. I mean, it's kind of been my MO. And I will say I don't really miss it because I'm waking up sharp. I got crazy energy. I'm like productive. I woke up. You know, normally I was like, can't wait for the weekend. Sleep in. I'd sleep till 8:30, 9 even, maybe once in a while. I'm up at like 6:30, boom, like wide awake, ready to go.
I snuck out
of my bedroom on Sunday morning. I went out and power washed my whole patio, like did some gardening all before the family woke up. I'm just like, I'm telling you, I'm lit up. And it's
living the dream. Power.
Honestly,
wash.
When this first happened, I thought like, oh man, we're gonna deal with a cranky Drew, right? I'm like, that's gonna be awful. What I didn't expect was that we'd be dealing with the hyper energy Drew, which is like, hey, what's going on with this? What are we doing with that? Hey, you should start doing this. We should start doing that. You know, it's like now all of a sudden I got a lot of real work to do, and that was an unexpected byproduct of the detox. Who thought in this year of 2025 we'd get detoxed by Drew before we got detoxed by Dr. Dre? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, because that detox album has been on the shelf forever, and we got detoxed by Drew before we got detoxed by Dre. But hey, man, it's a great thing. You know, I think it's
I really mean it. I think everybody should give it a try. I did not anticipate it to be this profound, but it really has been profound.
Dang, let's get it. All right, well, look, let's keep it moving. To my lower right, we got my boy Mark Cuba, a.k.a. King Cuba, a.k.a. Danny Ocean, a.k.a. the even greater Gatsby, a.k.a. Marzan, a.k.a. Cuba Libre, a.k.a. LL Marj, a.k.a. Cuba Soze. What's going on, man? What's happening?
Not much. Same old, same old. Good to see you guys. This is our first all bald episode, I think, so I'm very excited about it.
There was a
bald power.
That's it. Y'all remember the rap group Onyx? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like,
their whole thing, they were all shaved heads. It was Attack of the Bald Heads. They had a song called Attack of the Bald Heads. Let the boys be boys. That was their jam. Slam. That was their
Camper Van Beethoven. That's Camper Van Beethoven.
Speaking of Onyx. Sorry, Miller. I didn't mean to cut you off there. You were on a little bit of a delay.
Camper Van Beethoven is Take the Skinheads Bowling. Yeah.
There we go.
Just making sure music aligns properly here.
No, that was the issue. It wasn't the technical difficulties, it was the cultural differences. But speaking of Onyx, we actually helped somebody acquire the @Onyx handle somewhat recently, which was a pretty cool deal to do. And pretty dope. You know, a lot of interesting stuff happening with that. We got the X Handles Marketplace soft launch went live. So we'll have some more to talk about. I don't know if we'll get into it on this show, but we'll, you know, there'll definitely be some things to chat about there, but that's pretty cool. But we'll see. We'll see everybody in Miami, right? In a week.
Yep.
Like,
yes, sir.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go. You know what I'm saying? Talk about vices. We got Miami vices, you know? Let's do it. All right. Well, let me go ahead and introduce, last but certainly not least, below me, we got my boy Andrew Miller, a.k.a. Miller Time, a.k.a. Ace Rothstein, a.k.a. Bill Belichick. Old Bill Belichick, not new Bill Belichick.
Yeah, not Belichick dose.
Belichick 1.0, a.k.a. the Miller Whale, a.k.a. Jack and Jill went up that hill, each with a buck and a quarter. Jill came down with 250. Andrew Dice Clay. What's up, man? How are you?
I'm good. Better than Bill Belichick.
Dude, I mean.
For sure.
Is he still?
2.0 Bill Belichick. Let's hope the 2.0 Andrew Miller and 2.0 Drew and 2.0 Amar and 2.0 JT is better than 2.0 Bill.
Hey, look, man.
I'm good, man.
It just shows you know what I'm saying? Like, it can get the best of us, you know, depending on life. Decisions have consequences and all that stuff. But anyway.
Excited for Miami. Well, you know, it's one of my go-tos anyway. So much happier to be going to Miami in November than Austin in June. And should be fun. And psyched to see you guys. And I'm psyched everybody else. And I'm looking forward to Then I get to shoot over to Drew's neck of the woods to Madrid and London for Thanksgiving. So see my daughter.
That's awesome. Good. You'll be watching football games late in the day.
Oh, dude, don't even get me going. Yeah. Honestly, like I it took me a little while to digest that I'm not spending my the only holiday I really love is Thanksgiving. Honestly, so.
The only holiday I really like.
And here I am, you know, leaving. So it is what it is this year. Looking forward to it.
I enjoy Halloween, you know, so then we're right there right now. We got Sherpaween. We got to talk about everybody for Sherpaween next week, whoever's around. Drew won't be on for that. Getting Drew in costume would be a trip, but I don't know. That's a pretty tall order, you know.
Pretty much 0% chance of that happening.
What it is.
Even with the new detox brew.
I'll be chilling in Madeira.
Oh,
nice. You know who loves Halloween? Truly.
What?
Bill Belichick.
Loves Halloween.
Does he really?
No, seriously, like, oh my God. Like, that was you would think this guy, who for all his stoicness and grunge, grouchiness and all that, like, every Halloween was he had a Halloween party, he dressed up and the players, and oh yeah, he was a big Halloween guy.
Wow.
At least in 1.0. I can only imagine what his 2.0 costume is going to be, considering we had the picture of him on the beach with his mermaid.
Oh, dude, exactly right. She's, you know, she'll be in costume. But hey, that's part of what he's paying for.
Part of the alert for him.
That's what I'm saying. It's what he's paying for. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, all right. Well, shout out to all the sexy nurses and the mermaids out there. You know what I mean? Halloween is upon us. All right. Well, let's, like we said, we're going to keep it tight today. We're going to keep it tight. Let's get into the domain game over my boy Drew. I realize I didn't flip my spot, and I've been in the upper left heading back to the upper right. You know what I'm saying? So
talk about keeping it tight. Jesus, get over yourself.
Hey, man, I'm just, you know, I don't even know what to say in response to that. It's like, fuck it. Domain game, you go.
All right, so I'm going first. All right. I'm going with Christina.com. Christina.com. We got a little.
With a CH?
No, this is the Latin spelling. No H. No H.
K-R.
C-R-I-S-T-I-N-A. Christina.
And that's a buy or sell?
This is sell. This is
by
sell.
By the way.
From our own portfolio.
Shout out to Jen Sale in Australia. They don't say H. They say H.
H.
H. It's very important. There's no H.
Boom. Sherpa Island. Shout out to Jen. all right. So, okay. Well, let's get the, let's go.
I think I saw this one, so I'm not sure.
No, I didn't report. I think
what you saw and was the buyer posted, and then there was some chatter about that, but I don't think that, because I don't even know what this one sold for, so.
Yeah, the buyer was a startup founder, you know, some prominent startup founder, and she made a funny post saying that she rage bought it. Her mom passed, actually, and I guess her mom had bought her domain.
She had like a 3character.com.
Oh, was it 3character?
I thought so, from what I saw.
Anyways, and it lapsed, and it expired, and she lost it. And then she wanted a personal domain, and she rage bought Christina.com.
Love that rage bought. Shout out to her. Yeah. Shout out to Christina.
Just say, I'm not convinced Amar doesn't have inside information.
No,
I don't think anybody does. I don't think anybody does. I talked about it on the PDC chat that I sold it. I talked about it.
Yeah, I saw that.
Commented on Twitter, but I never talked about the price.
I saw it in PDC, but there was no price.
Yeah, I never talked about it. Right, I don't think anybody has inside info.
Showing the back of my phone, a little Jalen Hurts to AJ Brown. We saw a lot of that this past weekend. Stop. Two touchdowns.
Well, a little Drake May to Boutte. Ready? Here we go.
Ooh, let's go. Yeah, dude. All right. Ready? 3, 2, 1. Flip it. Oh, Miller, I can't see yours.
Put it in front of your face.
Oh, bang. Okay. All right. Okay. I'm at 75,000. Amar, what were you? 250?
250.
250. And Miller's at 287,500. 287,500.
All right, so the right answer is $95,000. $95,000.
Okay. That's me. That's me.
I just bought the name, less than a year ago from Braden for 18. And
why would he sell that name for 18?
Good question. I reached out to him at the time. I said, dude, because actually it was like one of these intermediary guys and who came to me and was like, oh, you want to buy Christina for 18? I was like, yeah, I'll take that. And then it was only after I agreed to buy it, I saw it with Braden. So I was like, hey, Braden, I was like, dude, why are you selling me this name for 18 grand? And he's like, oh, it's a loser name. So look, I mean, it's an alternative spelling. I think you guys are in the right ballpark if it was with the H, but yeah. Without the H, you know.
I got to say, my number, I'm just going to be honest, my number was 79,500 until you told me it was a startup founder, a reputable, well-known one, and who had a rage buy. All that background, I went in and changed it to 287,500 from 79, just for the record.
Hey, so I broke the rules. Normally, we don't provide any background. I should have waited until afterwards to provide that background, but JT started talking about, you know, the Twitter gossip, and so I gave some context.
That would be enough to change it, right? Like, well-known founder, rage buy, lost her domain, you know, assumed it might be her name, right? Felt like that was like a 287 kind of thing, not a 79.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's funny. I was at 150 was what I was going to say initially, but then once you guys couldn't get the right spelling the first two or three times that you said it when he said what the name was, I was like,
in almost every single case, the moment I have to clarify any aspect of a domain, major discount, right? So like the fact that I have to say, oh, it's Christina without an H, right? If I just say Christina, the assumption is going to be it's with an H, unless you live in Portugal or in Spain.
Well, it could be. I have multiple Christinas with a K, I know.
Right? And so the moment you got to clarify, it's like, boom, discount.
Yeah, I think.
I will give you the point, JT, but it's shaded and it has an asterisk next to it, as always.
Why? Because of what? Because he talked about it and changed it a bit?
I had the winning number, yeah.
But even if he pulled the 150, he still would have won.
You're not supposed to give color. We just, right? Like that.
I know. Miller, actually, if he had his original number, he would have won. Even if I had picked my original number and his original.
It doesn't matter. I still got influence. We're good. Everyone could have changed. You could have changed too.
We all could change. You could change it. I could change. We all have
the same information. All right.
Yeah.
Also think it's a good buy for her. You know, I think that's one of those win-wins for everybody involved. It's a cool name. It's a great name. Great first name. Get your first name.
Two of the best in the biz. Just put it at a 250 plus. So, you know, it's a great name. I think she got a good price. That's what I told her. I said, you know.
And you know what, Drew? I think what also influenced you is you got it so cheap, right? So
that's 100% true.
If I bought it five years ago
for that price, I wouldn't have cared. It would have been the price is the price.
Yeah.
Bought it, you know, whatever it is, 6 months ago for 18 grand. Yeah. You know, you're not going to say no to 75. And you know, she came in at 40, very slowly went to 50. And then from 50, she went to 70 and then 75. And then I dropped the price. Then I actually had it priced at 150.
Yeah.
And she was at 75. I was chatting with the broker at least after Nick's sale. And so I said, you know, look, I'll drop it to 95, push her to get it done. I didn't know who it was, a her. I just said, push them close. And to their credit, they closed it at the 95. So
nice sale, man.
Yep.
Yeah. Win-win all around. Yep. Shout out to Christina too.
Shout out Christina.
And shout out to me for getting the point.
What was the company? I forget.
Well,
Keep moving.
Keep it moving. We're going to go to UMR. What's good? You got a buy or a sell?
I got a sell. And just to keep up the, this should be interesting to see what you guys say about this one. And got another .ai.
Oh, is it going to be, is it wisdom.ai? I'll bet my guess would be 750K.
Yeah. Nope. I sold Wafer, Wafer.ai. Wafer.
Wafer.
Yeah.
That's a great name for a .com too. I love that name. Wafer.ai. Okay.
It's a great name for a .com, but this was .ai.
I understand. I'm just saying. Wafer.ai. Hold on, I need to
give everybody watching at home a little bit more of the Jalen Hurts.
Since this is the show with all the free information, can you please tell the panel if you bought it, if you sold it before or after Wisdom?
After.
Ooh.
Okay. That's a good question.
It was a buy now. It was a bin.
I think I'm light, but whatever. All right.
I think I'm light too, but I'm going for it. I'm just going for it. By the way, shout out Christina Cordova, founder of
Christina.com.
Linear.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Previous name was at Stripe, Notion, and First Round.
Wow.
Nice. Turn your phone around.
This is legit.
All right.
Ooh, okay. So Drew's at 74,895. I'm at 125, and Miller's at 139.
Wow.
Got a cluster.
So I think I undersold it, but I sold it for, it was a bin, like I said, 99,900. So Drew gets it by like $5.
Man. All right.
99,900. But the backstory here, it's kind of crazy. First of all, I had just raised it from 50 to 100 like a month ago. And after the .ai sale, after the Wisdom sales, what'd you say?
Where did it sell?
It sold on Afternic Buy Now.
Gotcha. Okay.
And similar to the thing where, you know, I looked back, I'm like, I paid $2,000 for this name a little over a year ago. I mean, who turns down 50X in a year, right? Yeah. Like,
oh, dude.
The idiot with Go.ai. That's who.
Oh, dude.
Okay. There you go.
That's just bad business.
Bad business. That guy deserves to lose the money.
Yeah.
Backing out of the deal. That's just bad.
Deserves to lose.
Yeah. So I think it's a great name. And it's a great name for AI, but I'm not upset about the 100K, right? Like, I could have gotten more, but I'm okay with it.
What are you talking about? $2,000 to $100,000? Like, you know,
yeah.
That's a great sale. It's a great deal. So nice work, man. On the Go.ai thing, it's interesting because he had agreed already to a deal. That would have been a record-breaking sale for a great domain. And then
domain, but 1.4 million is a record-breaking sale. Like,
well, and then it was, I'm going to build this out. And then it shows up with a higher price. And that's just a dick move. I'm not a fan, but hey, look, teach his own, you know, that's just,
his own.
Opinion. He'll hold the bag on that one.
If he's going to hold too long. That. Yeah.
Oh that's yeah. Sexy. Yeah. So,
but anyway, yeah.
Pigs do get slaughtered, even in domains.
You know? Yeah, 100%. That's true.
Pigs do get slaughtered.
Yeah.
100%.
Hogs get fat, pigs get slaughtered.
Yep.
All right. So Drew's got a point. I was close to locking
up. $5 he got you.
Oh, that's a killer. All right. Miller, what you got?
I'm up and I'm eliminated.
Yeah, you're basically out. You out, man.
All right. So what I wanted to do was a buy. I'm just going to say this briefly. Because I bought BYOA, like bring your own agent.ai, and then it freaking went paid for it, everything, and it got reneged out of GoDaddy. Which is a whole different conversation. Not GoDaddy's fault in this opinion, but in my opinion, but it just happened to be. So disappointing, but it is what it is. So unfortunately, I can't use that purchase because it's no longer, sadly, because I thought it was an amazing asset.
Yeah, well, keep it in your back pocket. We might want to use it anyway for overtime if Amar gets the first point here. You know what I'm saying?
And then, so I actually sold a name last night. It's a little weird one. So, but I've had it forever. It's Pig Picture with a Z, Pickzure, PICZURE.com. One letter off.
Sure. Okay. Pickzure.
Picture. Okay.
Pickzure.
Pickzure.com.
And this was an unsolicited, obviously not an outbound. It was it was a personal name for years, and it was an unsolicited, you know, back in, way back when I bought it, you know, as I'm sure others did, a ton of, about 1,000 awesome cherry pick names from Buy Domains right after Mike sold the company the first time. And like a week after he sold it, I was sitting, I probably shouldn't say this, sitting in Mike's house in Dewey Beach, hanging out, you know, doing what everything that you're not doing right now, Drew. And, you know, he had a doctor, Pete, and he's like, there's an amazing opportunity. I went in and cherry picked a bunch of names. This actually is not one of them, but at the same time was a hand wrench around the same time. So been about a long time. All right, go ahead. I can't see, so you're going to have to read me the numbers, JT. I have no vision to these.
All right. All right. I have 1,000. Amar has
9,900.
No, that's you're showing it. A text message. 9,900, and Drew's at $12,895.
There we go. 9,900.
I was with about Microsoft, to put 98.95.
We're going to need a tiebreaker, I have a feeling. 6,100.
Oh.
Wait, what are you at, JT?
I was at 1,000.
Oh, I win.
61. You were going to need the tiebreaker after all. All right, cool. Hey, that's a good price on that name. I mean, yeah. Obviously, I'm way low, but it just seemed pretty random. Hand and the way you said it was a hand wedge.
Yep.
$6,100. That's I think that's solid.
Yeah, I was going to put 98.95 and I would have won again by $5.
All right, yeah, cool. How long did you have it?
It was kind of a no-brainer. I had it since Mike sold by, I'd say a long time, man. 18
years. Yeah, a long time.
Wow. 50. All right, hand reg, 18 years. Turned it from,
I guess, something like that.
$10 into $6,100. That's pretty, pretty solid. Well, did you sell it on a platform or came in via email? Like, how'd you close the deal?
Completely by email.
Oh.
To my wife.
No way. All right, good stuff. Yeah. Look at that. Boom. All right. Well, all right. Here's the deal. We got a three-way tie. We're going to need we could do your BYOA.AI say buy that didn't happen.
I can't. I don't want to do that.
All right. You got another one?
I mean, because like it didn't happen. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Hey, I have not prepared for another one if it needs to come from me. Hang on. Let me see. Well, can I do one that's not as recent, but
sure.
Yeah. You know, I mean, not as like pictures was last night, literally at midnight. Yeah. So I'm not prepared to be the tiebreaker. I didn't think.
Wait a minute. But real quick. I'm sorry. Was it pick? So what was it? Was picture.
PICZURE.
Z like zebra. So yeah, like actually would be a great name for Microsoft. For
what I was thinking is like Azure.
Right. But for images.
Azure. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I was thinking before. That's actually why I went a little higher.
When I hand registered it back then, I was just hand registering one word, one letter typos, literally. That's what it was. Yeah. I mean, you know. All right. So you need me to be the tiebreaker. Okay.
Yeah. Sure.
So this one's going to have to go back a little farther. Sure. It's another hand reg.
Okay.
We're going to go with the hand regs. And it's a funny story. Nobody cheat and look online. The domain name is McDonald's McCredit.
McCredit, I like that.
Another hand reg. In his wildest days of domaining, Zappy was like, "We got to be McCredit. It's McDonald's McCredit." All right. And I picked it up, and
all right.
You guys are gonna have to read it, but yeah.
All right, let's go. 3, 2, 1.
And by the way, I'm going to, okay, go ahead.
All right, I'm at 2,500.
I'm sorry.
I'm at 2,500. Amar's at 4,995 and Drew's at 5,895. And you guys are like.
The winner is our host. The winner is our host at 3,000 even.
Yes!
Oh!
Woo!
Yes. He's just saying one less sweatshirt he's got to bring.
And that was a bin. And I believe on Afternic, I think, but don't hold me to that. But the interesting thing is I looked recently, the buyer was MC Credit.
Oh, MC Credit. That's really makes sense. You know, it's so funny because, in our minds, it's McCredit, and them, they're, you know, for them, it's like literally like MC, you know, it's just, yeah, it just shows you too. Yeah. Well, again, another hand reg turned into thousands of dollars. I mean, that's pretty awesome. Damn,
we had big visions for that one. Come do hand regs for me.
I know.
We had big visions for that, you know. In our craziest of days, Appy and I were like, we'll have the golden arches of lending.
I like it. Drive through lending, you know, just drive through.
The question was like, we always talked about if we really actually did anything, would there be a trademark issue, right? There's certainly not. For MC Credit, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but if you do the golden arches, you got a problem.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like a
problem. The blue arches with dollar signs.
Well, it's like the movie Coming to America with McDougals, you know, where it's like, yeah, we're not McDonald's, we're McDougals. All right. Well, hey, look, I got to say, it feels pretty good to be the winner. And I just want to thank everybody.
Make sure you get yourself that swag.
That's it. I'm going to get myself another Sherpa Island hoodie. You know, I'm feeling pretty good about it.
Media Options is the industry's leading domain broker specializing in domain acquisitions, high-value domain sales, and domain name consultation. As pioneers and thought leaders on the subject of the domain aftermarket and domain name value, plus through their clear domain acquisition service, Media Options offers startups and established corporations an unparalleled scope of high-value domain options, providing access to domain names and curation technologies not available elsewhere. Media Options believes in the power of a great domain name and is dedicated to helping you obtain yours. Call or email today to put a domain to work for you.
All right. Well, good stuff. And let's keep it moving. We're on to the next segment, which is Name Jet Gonna Jet. We're still hanging on timing, so we're doing okay. And Amar, we'll start with you. Kind of going in this sort of round robin type thing. All right, and
so the one I really like, it's kind of fitting for our show. It's Follicle. So I think that's such a great name.
It is very fitting for our show.
Yeah, it is. I was just reading an article last night, actually, about a new injection that you can get that supposedly will grow your hair back and remove and repigment it. So it gets rid of grays and your hair starts growing back.
And your testicles fall off.
Possibly. So...
and you get hair places you didn't want it, you know what I'm saying?
But we all know that is one of the kind of, you know, $1 trillion opportunities if they can actually figure out how to properly
research. The research was sponsored by Manscaped,
right?
Exactly.
So I like Follicle a lot. I'll definitely be bidding on that one. And I like Bioclinic. I like that one. And I mean, they're all actually pretty decent names. So I'll just do those two for the likes. My least favorite name on here is... Actually, I don't really hate any of them, but probably the used.com might be my least favorite.
Yeah, well, it's so kind
only
of...
because. I mean, it's even though that's got the highest or second highest Estabot. Obviously, yeah. It's a great name for like an antique site or something, but I just don't love it.
It's an over 50, over 50 dating site.
Right on the heels of picture. Is it used with a Z?
No. USED.
Dude, first of all, that's awesome. And the use is actually a band. I think that might be where the maybe there's a lot of traffic that comes off of that.
Oh, okay.
You know,
because the other thing is used has, you know, for better or worse, it has a little bit of a negative connotation, right? Rather than like antique or vintage, like vintage is what you want.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. Like the vintage would be better than.
Yeah. Or like we own patina.com.
Yes. Right. There's nice ways to say used. Used is just not the best way to say it.
Mm-hmm.
Secondhand or whatever.
Big business though.
You know, I agree. Like I said, I don't hate it. I just don't love it.
Yeah. CarMax is, you know, big company. Yeah. All about used. So, cool.
All right. Miller, you're up next.
So I have two. I don't have anyone I don't like because I didn't prepare for that. But Power Time.
Okay.
Because it's kind of like Power Time. No.
Like Hammer Time.
Hammer Time. Power Time sounds like
it's a good name.
Powerful, man. It's a good yeah, brand. I was intrigued. So with whitecard.com, I am the second I heard White Card, three things jumped to my mind. One was soccer, and I'm like, oh no, that's a yellow card and that's a red card. But like, it just jumped to my mind. The second was
white privilege.
Yeah. The Aryan Brotherhood.
Yeah. white yeah. privilege.
And whiteboard, and like, I don't know. I just feel like it was a, I was kind of picturing like some point someone's going to have, you have your, whatever you're called.
You have your black card, your platinum card, your gold card.
Yeah. White. Yeah. Well, that's what I
got. Apple's got the white card.
Yeah.
I liked it.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I think
you bid on it.
Yeah. That was my thinking was, you've got the black card. Do you have the black card? Is that what you're showing us?
No, he's showing us the white card.
Oh, nice. And I actually looked into it a little bit, like, and you're right. There are, plenty of credit cards that, not as sort of ubiquitous as black card. But then there's also like, it's a construction thing in Australia where white card is like, they're like, it's like a regulation or whatever. You have to have your white card to be able to do certain projects. There's a couple different uses in Australia where and it also leans into healthcare. White card is something there too. I think it's a
great name. I like it. Like, I think it's actually a really cool name, honestly.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I dig it. I'm with
Sleeper.
You. So, all right, cool.
That's it. Right, I don't have one I don't like for you.
Boom. Look at that. All right. Drew, on you.
I like custody.net. By far favorite name on the list. We're basically creating an entirely new financial system. The last financial system was based on custody of gold, and then their first one was custody of gold, right? JP Morgan had all the gold, and then they could basically issue credit on top of the gold. Second one was based on custody of stocks and bonds, and this one is going to be based on custody of digital assets. And so I think custody is an amazing name. I don't even hate the .net in this particular case. And I think it's great, like, custody protocol name. I think it's a great brand name. I think it's I love custody.net. I like BioClinic a lot too. I think that's a great name. Baby Watch, for like baby cameras.
Yeah.
Great name. These are all a lot of good mid-grade,
Yeah, JT, you put a great list together.
Thank you. I'll take all the credit. And
allright.org is basically a crap name with a single buyer, which is Matthew McConaughey. If McConaughey has like an NGO, if he's got like a nonprofit or like a foundation, it should be called allright.org.
All right. That's what I like about these high school girls. I get older and they stay the same age.
Oh man, what's crazy? I actually had a high school teacher in our senior year of high school. We had Mr. Bark. I won't say his name. He's probably dead by now, though. But he was all right. He was okay. He was a little dude. But he came over to our lunch table, and these girls were walking by. It was the hot girls of the high school. And he goes, "You know what I love about my job?" He goes, "Say exactly that." I keep getting older, but the girls stay the same age. And we all just kind of looked at each other like, "Oh wow, did he really just say that?"
Yeah, dude. Yeah, that's Mr. So-and-so don't give a F, you know what I'm saying? He's out here living his best, most illegal life.
He was definitely living his best life.
It's like, dude, that's beyond not okay. But hey, I don't know. I don't know what to say. All right, well, cool. So I think that's the list, and we'll keep it moving.
We're rolling today, man.
Yeah, we are rolling. This is on record.
We're going fast. Well, hey, show's not over yet. You know, we still got some stuff. So now we're going to get into the grand closing where we discuss anything we haven't already talked about. By the way, shout out to NameJet. You can go to our website on Domain Sherpa for this episode. Download the Excel spreadsheet, links in the show notes, all that good stuff. Not financial advice, but good luck and happy bidding. Shout out to NameJet. So, all right. Well, hey, let's talk some noteworthy stuff. I mean, Amar, man, big record-breaking .ai sale. I mean, you're now that guy. Like, now you got to come on the show and be like, every time Drew talks down on AI, you got to be like, well, as the godfather of .ai domain sales.
Right. Look, so there are some factors that were really important in that price. I think.
Sure. Set the table for anybody who's been under a rock. You know, you sold wisdom.ai for $750,000.
Yeah. First
of all, congratulations. Wait, I think I got the right little applause. Did that? Could you hear that?
No. Billy, just throw some applause in there.
Yeah, throw some applause, Billy. Make something happen. Make something happen for our guy. Let's go.
This is something that everybody should be thinking about is what your competition is or who your competition is, right? So wisdom.com, one of the biggest factors in my pricing is owned by Michael Saylor. He will not sell that name for less than eight figures, right?
Sure.
And he just...
It'll have to be more than voice.com for him.
Right. Exactly. So you can just anchor it at 30 plus million.
Exactly.
Right. So they're never going to get that. So I'm like, okay, you know, as I had mentioned in Ron's write-up, I paid a little over $5,000 for the name in 2018, I think.
Well, that's nice.
I had initially, and at the time that was a lot, right? People were like, what the fuck are you doing? But I liked the name. So at the time, I think I initially priced it maybe at 100, and then I very quickly moved it to 250. And then when it was at 250, I think what is when Brian first approached me with his client back then. So this was a couple of years ago, same client that ended up buying it. And I'm like, dude, I think I had just raised it to 500, 490. And so he...
I'm sorry, this was 2 years ago?
2023, I think. Yeah.
Okay. So 2 years ago. Okay.
Yeah.
Yep. And you're talking about Brian Harpin. Big shout out to Brian. So
yeah. He was, you know, he's super professional, really easy to deal with guy, like straightforward. And I'm like, dude, first of all, it was 250. I just raised it to 500. I'll honor the 250 for your client. And he was at 70. He's like, okay, let me talk to him. Never came back. I'm like, cool. So now it's at 500. And then I started seeing the, for like a year, year and a half, it was at 500. Then I started seeing the pace of .ais going up. Mm-hmm. You know, Andy Booth, James Booth selling all these .ais. I'm like, okay, maybe I should raise the price. And I saw I was starting to get more interest. And I saw that there were two companies that this name would be perfect for that had raised money. So I raised it to 750 at that time. And Brian reaches out with a 250 offer. I'm like, bro, you're two price changes late.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like,
the lag here is crazy.
Right. Yeah. It was crazy. But anyway, and then we started talking. And then I think over that period, I probably have my timing wrong, but I did it. The last price I had it listed at was a million, $990. And then I'm just like, look, I don't, just like we said with Drew's deal, you know, you want it to be a win-win. I knew, or I felt that this company would pay more. I really did. But I'm like, you know, 750 to me, I wanted it to be a record-breaking number. And it's obviously a great return. So I was happy, right? Even though if I left a little bit of money on the table, I was happy. And I don't know if Brian's client is happy, but they should be because they had to buy this name.
Well, they're happy if they bought it, right? I mean, you know,
yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, otherwise, I think maybe they're probably annoyed, but at some point in the future, they will be happy.
Oh, no, but I think to Miller's
point. Usually takes about 3 days for someone to realize they should be happy.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and I think you make a great point about the idea that when you're looking at what else is in the market, alternative options for the potential buyers. And what's kind of cool with it, you know, the wisdom.com belonging to someone like Saylor, it's like, that name's locked up, right? Like you said, no one's going to be coming along and probably buying it for what he's going to want to get for it.
Yeah.
Probably isn't going to be using it, you know, like, I mean, although, you know, strategy and, you know, there are names in his portfolio that he's used and stuff like that. But, you know, it's almost like they can, as a next best alternative, it's a pretty great name. And there, that is an opportunity where the .com is kind of forever sort of like untouchable. That, you know, they can somewhat still be that Wisdom brand or Wisdom AI, and, you know, and
well, and their actual brand is Wisdom AI. Yeah. So it just, it totally just made sense. But there was another company out of the UK, I think, who also would have been a perfect buyer and also had just raised funding. Mm. But, and I told Brian, I'm like, I'm pretty sure your client's one of these two. Obviously he didn't tell me. And so that's why I was kind of like sticking to my guns on the pricing. Yeah. And, you know, and we finally agreed. So it all worked out.
Amazing sale. Can I be devil's advocate for a minute?
Yes.
Not to you, because I would have, it's an amazing sale. But, you know, we talk about, all right, so no one would pay $30 million or more, what it would take for MicroStrategy to sell, you know, wisdom.com. I say maybe, maybe not, but I'm not going to sit here and say there's zero chance. Okay.
Sure.
I think the fact that it's owned by Michael and that's the price and who owns it opens the door for a bigger deal, not a lesser deal, right? If Wisdom became a product of someone significant, OpenAI or somebody, you know, whatever, you know, and they had to work out a deal with Michael, they'll work out a deal with Michael. I do believe that. Michael's going to play ball and he'll work out a deal with someone like that. Yeah. You know, and to me,
I mean, I can tell you firsthand that Michael's not working out a deal unless it's north of what he sold voice.com for.
Understood. But I'm not, all I'm saying is these guys said, I don't think that's impossible. That's all I'm saying.
Right.
Okay.
No, but it's impossible if you want to spend 35 to 50 million.
It's a non-zero
term
option.
That could become a huge product within a huge company.
Sure.
And let's just say, I'm making this up just completely, this is completely for illustrative purposes, but, you know, if Google or OpenAI or someone decides to call something Wisdom and it took off and, you know, it's worth a $500 billion market cap, you know, they'll find a path to cut a deal with Michael.
Yeah.
So, so I think the devil's advocate side is the bigger, the more successful the buyer of wisdom.ai gets, I mean, the more risk it becomes if they're legitimate and they get big, that they're going to have a real problem at some point if somebody buys .com or it gets big, you know, and they don't have it and they don't control it. And, you know, they may have to step up at the right time if they really got big enough, because
if they get big enough, it's really
dangerous for them not to have it, in my opinion.
Right. But look, my other part of my thinking was, you know, I do think we're in an AI bubble. So it's like, and not just .AI bubble. I think we're in a generally, you know, AI bubble.
You know, I
agree. Economy.
I know you read my Sunday thoughts, so I know you, I agree with you.
Yeah. And I think so. I'm like, well, I'd rather take this money off the table now rather than be greedy and hold out for, you know, 2 or 3 or 4x that in a couple of years. Who knows if that ever happens? Right.
My
devil's advocate was with
a 5% chance of it happening.
Yeah. No, I think you all make, I think, look, we're all on the same page. It's a fantastic sale. I'm actually kind of surprised that you're feeling any kind of way about potentially having left money on the table. You know what I'm saying?
I know I did. You misunderstood my point.
You misunderstood my point, though. My point wasn't saying you left money on the table. My point was more devil's advocate than a buyer.
No,
I guess. But their total raise was $23 million. So even with their, if they deployed 100% of their raise to Michael, they wouldn't get the name.
Yeah. It would have to take.
Correct. But the issue is they can't. The issue is not if they will. The issue is what the fact that the bigger they get, what if they can't ever consider getting it? And do you really want to, you know, do you really want to build a big company on a .AI where you cannot get the .com, period? And that's a whole different conversation.
I get your point, but their company name is Wisdom AI, and it was that from the beginning.
Yeah, I understand.
Oh, look, Miller's making the .com, the Andrew argument, right? Which is Rosner argument, which is, you know, you're going to hamstring yourself potentially branding. from a branding standpoint.
And, look, and Google or somebody may end up having a wisdom product and they'll pay Sailor or partner with them or whatever. And then that's where he goes. But for this buyer, I think it made sense.
Yeah. The price was great for you. That's for sure.
Yeah.
And I think it was great for them in theory too. I just worry, you know, I'd worry about where the .com is if I were them. That's all. Not, you know, but that's a different conversation. Great outcome for you. Amazing. Like, awesome. I don't think you left anything on the table.
And no.
You can always leave a little bit, but like, I mean, right. We just said pigs get slaughtered.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
I think all in all, I think it's a, you know, great, it's fucking awesome for you, man. And good for them. So, and shout out to Brian. I mean, you know, obviously he's a good dude. Getting a deal done with him is great. And the fact that he was continue to stay involved to make something happen, I think it's literally a win-win for everybody involved. So, well, good stuff. Yeah. All right. Well, while we are with you, what else you got? Anything else other than?
I'm just excited to see everybody in Miami. Like, it's going to be a good group. Cause I think a bunch of people that haven't been seen in a while will be there.
Yeah.
So I think that'll be really fun.
Yeah.
And then again, it's like a couple of months later after that, where we got the ICA. That's going to be great. I was texting with, Adam Strong yesterday and I'm like, dude, you're not coming to Miami. He's like, no, you know, and we were just talking. He's like, the only reason I'd be going is to see you guys. I'm like, yes, that's the whole point. Like,
yeah.
I'm not going for content, right?
Yeah,
I'm
he's like, I don't want to be going to hang out with you guys.
It's nothing left to learn.
He's yeah, like, I'm like, I'm going to see you guys. I'm not going for content.
Yeah. So did he change his mind?
No.
He's like, that's still not enough. Still not enough. No. It wasn't enough.
He's like, I don't give a fuck about you.
He's such a curmudgeon.
Yeah. I think he is getting a little more curmudgeon-y in his old age.
Angry Adam. Always angry. Tell him I got to
last minute. Let's go. Step up.
But hey, I'm excited because after that big sale, that means drinks are on you. You know what I'm saying? So that's like super.
Dude, drinks are always on me.
Drinks usually end up on me.
No. Oh, dinner. So to be fair, dinner has been on the two Andrews of late. But I usually buy drinks at the bar.
Yeah. You're good. Well, you got dinner though. Where were we?
All good.
Vegas last year? I don't know. Anyway, it's
like, yeah.
Hey,
your birthday. You know, that was your birthday.
You know, we're all doing good when it's, you know, hey, who's covering more? Who's covering all the dinners lately? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Anyway, but hey, good stuff. Congratulations. And yeah, dude, Miami's going to be a lot of fun and Vegas is going to be great too. I was on the planning call for the, for Vegas. And I think I'll be helping to manage the pickleball.
Sweet. I'm trying to get us a bigger venue. And the place I want to do it actually has food and drinks so people can just come hang out, get drunk and watch us make idiots of ourselves.
Love it. So, that's it. Hey, you know, front row seats for the, front row seats for the idiocracy. All right, cool. Great. All right, Miller, what about you, man? What's good? You got a lot going on. What's happening?
Yeah. I mean, I think, I heard something Amar said in the, say it all the time, right? Which was it took 2 years to get that conversation done on wisdom.ai. And, you know, it kind of jumped in my head when he said that because I preach this often. You know, I think a lot of deals are happening in the last, I don't know, year or two or whatever, more than ever that, you know, do take a significant amount of time to materialize, right? Even once you even when that buyer is identified. I mean, I've talked before about, you know, our gold.com deal, which took 19 months with the buyer, you know, beginning to end. But I'm finding it to be, you know, a lot of ongoing conversations that kind of take time, and maybe there's a price gap or a timing gap. And if you kind of stick to those relationships and confident that the company that you're talking to is actually continuing to be successful and grow, then, you know, I do think these things do come back around. And a lot of times it takes that, you know, I mean, we talked about it last time I was on Sherpa that, you know, we have illiquid, inefficient asset class, which is what makes it so valuable. And, you know, if there's only a handful of buyers who are going to pay a win-win price and, you know, and one of them you identified 2 years ago, you know, there's a very good chance that, you know, they'll come back around if that, you know, connectivity is still, you know, in place and obviously the risk is the domain gets sold,
right? Always right. The risk that someone else comes in and buys it. That's the risk they take, or it takes by waiting so long. But, you know, in my Jerry Garcia's quote school of all good things and all good time, I think right now I've become a lot more, patience is not my strength, and I've become a lot, I don't think it's any of our strengths.
Yeah.
Certainly I know. And, I've become a lot more patient, and I think that's led to a lot more positive outcomes in both business and beyond.
Yeah.
So,
that's a fair point. Good, and man. I feel
I'm
like
excited for names, Tom. Yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
No, I was just going to say, I do feel like, you know, you do a very good job, I think, in, you know, the nurturing of deals over a long period of time. You know, I think just, you know, in hearing you talk about some of the deals like gold.com and some of the others, like, you know, it takes a while. It's nurturing. It's planting those seeds. It's continuing to sort of establish and nurture the necessary relationships, continue to stay engaged, connected. And, you know, a lot of important pieces have to fall into place in order to make a big, big deal happen. And,
timing's got to be right for everybody, right?
Well, so, and that's actually a Drew comment, you know, which is the most important, you know, factor in any deal is timing, right? I mean, it's going to
all about no question,
you know, so
100%. And by the way, I know Drew, because we talked about this, that could be, you know, you make a deal in one day because, you know, chat.com is there at the exact moment ChatGPT goes public. So that's a timing thing. But the other flip side of that timing is the timing has to be right for everybody. So it might take 2 years for Wisdom, you know, .wisdomai.ai to come around and buy wisdom.ai. Yep. And there's both sides to timing, but the common denominator is timing. My last piece is, you know, I just want to echo, I'm excited to hang out with everybody. And, you know, I do think there'll be some, diamonds in the rough because it's Miami. And, you know, shout out to NamesCon for making the move, you know, to Miami for this one anyway. And it's going to be like, you know, South Beach, Domainers, you know, I'm bringing my son for his first NamesCon.
Oh, hey.
Which is really cool. Amar knows Brett, but he's met him, but we've had dinner together. But I'm excited for that. So it's looking forward to it.
Very cool.
Looking forward to a refreshing new location.
Sweet. I'm with it, man.
Drew, I think the first time I ever met you in person was in South Florida at one of the traffics out there.
Probably.
Like, I think my first beach conference, my first conference I ever attended was a, and that was very serendipitous. I met Ari and Larry just walking on the beach. And then that led to doing millions and millions of dollars in deals with them.
Yeah.
And that really got me deep into the whole lead gen space. And then that kind of blew up the whole business. And I'm very happy that it's back in Miami. I'm glad that I made it work. And I think it's gonna be awesome. It's gonna be a lot.
You'll be done with your detox by then, I hope.
I mean, I will finish on October 31st.
Okay, good.
Halloween, baby.
But I actually, to be fair, I will really try not. I'm not going to say I'm not going to drink, but I'm going to
drink. We need to go buy
moderation,
some
baby.
Blades
moderation.
Off some restaurant walls. We got to buy some axes.
That's right.
Knives.
We're in the market for some weapons, you know? So, always in the market for them weapons. All right. Well, that's what's up, man. And all good stuff. So, Drew, anything else? We got five, you know.
No, minutes. I got it. I'm a rat.
All right. Well, look, guys, appreciate it. Always appreciate the time and the insight.
Yeah, thanks,
congratulations.
Guys.
Congratulations to all y'all for all the sales and everything you got going on, especially Amar with wisdom.ai. Hell yeah. And
amazing.
And to the audience, thank you guys so much for tuning in. I say it on every show, without you, there is no us. Looking forward to seeing people in person next week at NamesCon. So definitely come up, say what's up. You know, hit us with the good, the bad, the ugly. Like we always say, we're not hard to find and we'll be even easier to find in Miami for NamesCon next week. So it'll be a lot of fun. Looking forward to hanging out with everybody. And otherwise, seeing everybody here next time on Domain Sherpa, where all roads lead to domains. Peace out, everybody. See y'all soon.
Peace.